There's a microphone to pick up sound, an amplifier to make the sound louder, and a receiver or earphone to pass it along to the ear. And if you wanna be a teacher's man, well, baby, you just
never get smoking in the boys' room. Back to school, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
It's a Show is on the road. It's a Show short with GA and Sparky, and we're going back to school.
We're on campus. This is very exciting for me because I want to say about 8 to 9 years ago, this was where I went for further education.
Okay, so this campus has been new and improved in the last few years. What do you think of it now? Do you even recognize it?
I don't recognize it, and that's the thing. It looks completely different. It's very 2014, as it should be. It's very competitive, I would think. It competes with the big names in different cities.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're on the cusp. We're right outside the door of the library. And I love a good library. Ever since I was a kid, I grew up on a farm just outside of a center, and to be named. And we had a giant public library in the city adjacent to where my farm was.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of hours in that public library. And the smell of books and the feel of books. In this digital crazy age we live in, I still love the environment of a good library. And this is one of them right here.
It's probably a very state-of-the-art library, too.
Yeah.
Lounges.
Yeah.
Computers.
Very relaxing.
I got to tell you, the Starbucks in this facility is top-notch, speedy, no line. Yeah. Fast, fast, fast. Delicious, too.
Yeah, and they made your grande skinny vanilla latte in maybe 45 seconds.
And I had to ask what it was because I have no idea. I don't order these fancy coffees.
Are you enjoying it?
It's delicious.
It's amazing.
Worth the $5.
And skinny.
And
that means light.
That's good.
No calories. Well, lesser calories.
I got to tell you a story. I got my first ever parking ticket in this parking lot. $20.
And like any parking ticket, you were outraged.
I was.
Yeah.
I was like, what? There was a sign. I was like, I can't believe I have to spend $20. That's beer money going towards the college police.
Now, here's the thing about the college police. When I got here for a high-level meeting, that's why we're meeting here, because I had a meeting before our meeting for the podcast. And I pulled up to the meters, and I thought it said 2 hours, but really it said 30 minutes, because they kept jamming change in there. It wouldn't go past 30 minutes.
I'm
going, what kind of, it's broken. And then I used my skills as a reader, lifelong reader, to check it out. And so I came in to the commissioners, the college campus cops, and I said, guys, I got a meeting, might go over a half an hour. Is that going to be a problem? I get in a ticket. And he said, you know something? Most of those meters are frozen, so not an issue. So I'm hoping not to have to do a post It's a Show short follow-up where I have to talk about the ticket.
Side note, every time I see you, your iPhone gets worse and worse. Now you've got actual pieces of glass missing from the top. How long do you have to put up with this?
It looks like RoboPhone when RoboCop gets damaged. I think you should take a picture of this to show everybody how bad it really is, because you're about the third person who's commented on it today. Hey, like 222.
Make a
wish.
That's
lucky.
Let's
go buy a lottery ticket.
So this is just an It's a Show short. We are working on high-level topics and special guests for a regular version of the show, including a new What the Hell is a Song About. I'm in works with a... How do you describe our potential guest who's from these parts?
Okay, are you talking Dwayne?
We can do Dwayne.
Oh, Randy.
Randy.
You're talking Randy.
Whoever confirms first.
Okay, first of all, before that, because you're confusing me, because the last task I gave you was to liaison with Chris Sutherland to find out the mood of one Kim Mitchell and see if that's still a go or if we're out of the band.
Well, that's still in progress.
Is it? As he returns?
We might as well go for a soda and see what happens after these messages.
You can count the go for a soda jokes on It's a Show. We're keeping a tally. That's about six now since we brought up. Okay, so Randy Bolton will be a future guest star probably sooner than later.
Probably sooner than Kim Mitchell, I would imagine.
I would take that bet. So Randy is a local girl who is extremely talented. She's like a Vanessa Carlton, for lack of a better term.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she tickles the ivories like no woman. And she's quite a talented composer as well. And in fact, she was invited to participate in that giant flood relief concert that Calgary had to have. And she was on stage, ended up sharing the stage with Johnny Reed by his invitation.
Yeah, and she had major FaceTime with him, major TV time.
Oh, yeah.
She's a superstar. She's super cool, super
Otherwise,
talented,
she wouldn't be on this show.
Super down to earth. And,
seriously?
I think she's going to be down for it. She just got to hear back. You know, she's been busy.
Yeah.
Just released a music video and, you know, probably entertaining some high-level deals.
Speaking of great videos, have you checked out my Facebook and seen the Jimmy Kimmel Goes to Toronto with Guillermo?
It's on my to-do list.
Oh, my God. We got to post that on the It's a Show Twitter and Facebook. It is the funniest piece of video I have seen for... It's better than Adela Kazim.
Oh, that was rich.
From John Travolta.
Yeah.
So basically, because Kimmel had Rob Ford on, the mayor of Toronto.
Of course.
And we all heard the clips and we all know how well that went. It was classic. But in 2011... Guillermo and Jimmy went on a tour of Toronto, and Guillermo picked them up in this old mustard-colored Lincoln Continental that was banged up a little, and they toured the mega city. And I can't explain the hilarity that ensues, but Kimmel is the master. I love the guy. I bow down to Kimmel.
So that'll be posted on our Facebook and Twitter.
Good idea.
You know what I love about college? All ages.
Yeah. You get some mature students. You get some younger students, so you get right in the middle. And well, this college offers a lot of different programs. That girl looks like Jessica Hoy. That girl right there.
Speaking of Jessica Hoy, she tweeted recently something about someone on Twitter was listening to a previous show. Apparently you said women aren't funny.
Yes, I do recall that.
Someone tweeted, "Oh, women aren't funny, hey?" And then Jessica Hoy chimes in. She's like, "Oh, women aren't funny? Crap." So I think we need to...
clear the air. Every time we have a Hoy on, we got to clear the air about something. So we'll get Jessica on sooner than later. I mean, we might even be able to attach a quickie to this one, or it'll be on the next full-length version.
So we've got researchers behind the scenes. I got to tell you, speaking of research and behind the scenes, I put in a request, a formal request, to the Dollar Shave Club idea department.
Okay, see, this was a huge monumental task that I thought there's no way he's getting around to this because your schedule is busier and busier all the time. Now you're working 1 to 2 hours a day with your day job. But here's the thing. So in the ideas section, so what did you pitch him? You said, we're the podcast for you guys?
Well,
we'll take
much
you over the top.
I sent them an email and I want to read it on the next episode because I think it was pretty clever.
You're a good writer, man. I've said
that
before.
Pretty hilarious with the email. Then I got an instant response and I was like, oh, wow, instant response. And they're like, we got your letter. We're going to review it. Then include in, oh, it's an automatic situation where, you know, they don't monitor that email 24/7, but I know it's at the right place. I know that it will eventually hopefully get looked at. So I also dug up a phone number. I don't know if it's a legit phone number, but we'll try.
We got to try it. I'm looking forward to that.
Look forward to that on an upcoming episode.
You know, your writing is also coming into play with a charitable organization that's national across Canada. I don't know if they have it in the States, but it's called Kids Help Phone. And Sparky and I are trying to help Kids Help Phone raise some money and some awareness. And your tweets are invaluable to the organization. You're pretty funny, and funny for charity should be a thing. Sorry, I was burping up my lunch.
If you have fun, then I think people are going to be attracted to that.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to monetize. It's a Show, and someday actually get out of our day jobs and actually do this for a living. I think people gravitate towards fun, so let's have some.
Yes.
I was going to tell you about Lent.
Oh, yes. I was going to bring up Lent.
Okay, so...
today is the first day of Lent.
Yes. It's Ash Wednesday, and that's because all of the food was burned in a horrible accident, and then no one could eat their favorite foods, and then everyone went on involuntary Lent.
This is going to be... this didn't happen for real, did it?
No.
That's because you sold me on it. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Not a religious person, are you? Okay, so here's the thing. We had this discussion around the living room last night at my family's, and my daughter's boyfriend, I said, what are you going to give up? Because it has to be something that's important to you.
Yeah, and something that's accessible and easy.
And he almost fainted when he said milkshakes. He has a daily addiction to milkshakes.
Really?
He's a young guy, like 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think I was talking to my daughter today, and she said, well, he's actually starting a little later than planned because he got caught unawares and he didn't have a chance to get the milkshake last night. So then he stayed up past midnight for a half an hour and he wanted to use that half hour as a forgiveness period so he could have a milkshake today.
Wow.
But he's actually on Lent. I get it. I understand it. It's technicality. I'll let it slide.
I don't think I've ever met someone who regularly enjoys a milkshake.
No, that's pretty cool, eh?
I do that
pretty
on a semi.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Yeah. Oh, I do a little lot more often than that, but
have you given up anything for Lent?
Chocolate and cookies. My poisons.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I am all about. I would be sitting before you, a 185-pound shredded individual, if it wasn't for coffee. No, cookies and chocolate.
I've got to give up coffee. No, you can't give up coffee.
Almost hosed myself this morning because it's day one of Lent. I almost hosed myself because I reached for my protein bar. Chocolate peanut butter fudge.
Counts, hey, even though it's sort of supposed to be good for you.
Yep. So that's the thing. So what, and my son and I have a bet.
Yep.
The intern, formerly known as Scooby Sway.
I really like that name, Scooby Sway.
You know what? You can call him whatever. He wants to go back to Louie, which is his family nickname, Louie. I don't know how he got it, but that's what it is. And he goes, just call me Louie, because he's all disgruntled about the nickname. But he's giving up Pop.
Oh, well
he's
done.
A gamer, well as you done. Know, and he's got a daily yeah. Dr. Pepper cherry, yeah. Sitch. He'll take whatever, but those are his poisons.
Yeah.
And so he gave it up, and then I gave up mine, and he said, okay, if I last longer than you on Lent, what's the bet? And if he loses, he has to wear a button-up shirt to school for a week, because he's never worn a button-up shirt except for twice to church.
Right.
Well, I think once to a funeral. But something about the buttons really disturb his body chemistry. So he's not a button guy. And I said, no, you're wearing a button-up shirt. And if I crap out, I think I have to eat cake or something. I can't remember. It's details. So what about you? Have you ever gone on Lent?
No. How? Never my first on. Question is, how long is Lent? How long?
40 days.
I committed for 40 days?
40 days. It wow. takes 2 weeks to form a habit.
No kidding.
And so if you can make it past the 2 weeks thing, then it's clear sailing from there. I was going to give up booze, but then I thought...
That's unrealistic.
Better of it.
Yeah. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I've got this fridge full of beer at home that I know is there, that I don't indulge in a lot, but...
Which is good, because then you know you're not on the other side of the alcoholism.
I would like to when the opportunity arises. Yeah. I think, though...
During the podcast, generally.
The salty snacks... The chips,
they're not
the
good for
peanuts.
You. Yeah,
if you those want are my.
Can you do
pleasures.
That?
Oh yeah.
So if you're watching the Gossip Girl, what do you read?
That's exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only male that watches Gossip Girl in the nation.
Except I gotta watch it with the closed captioning on because the crunching of the chips I can't hear right. So I'm like, I'm reading or I'm not eating at all because I want to listen, not read.
So what's your flavor? What's your particular brand?
Man. You know, anything with cheese, like nachos, Doritos.
What about cheesies?
I love cheesies. The mess on the fingers.
I know. I can't deal with it. It's like a smoker, like a bad smoker.
Dill pickle. Love dill pickle. Oh, so.
You like all the same stuff I like.
I do. So I think I could easily give that up because... I go in phases where I don't have any for a long time.
Yeah.
Then I go on binges.
Binge. Yeah.
I'm not so much a chocolate or a cookies person, but
yeah.
See, 40 days, eh?
I grew up on chocolate chip cookies, home baked from mom, and she used to, she would freeze them,
yeah.
make huge batches, freeze them, and let us eat some and then be in the freezer. So I would, we had, on the farmhouse, we had this back door, like with stairs going down to the basement. Mm-hmm. It was like you, I forget the foot. Lack of a better term, but it was like a trap door.
Right.
And you would go down these steep stairs, and I would first unlock the door on the inside of the house before I went out to do chores. Then I would sneak in, and I'd go to the freezer, and I'd jam my jean pockets full of chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, man.
And then I'd go out and do chores, and I'd be pounding them down. And always got busted because my mom did my laundry, and you know, pockets are full of chocolate chip cookie crumbs and stains of chocolate.
Is Lent... Including Easter, or is it after Easter, before Easter?
When's Easter? I think it ends at Easter.
Easter's like the end of April.
Yeah, so it'd be 40 days from now. So what's the date today?
So then...
March 5.
40 days, boom. Easter happens. Then you can... Because basically I'm trying to ask for the Easter family dinners.
You want the Easter bunny to come and bring you chocolate eggs.
And I'm not giving
up
chocolates.
Which doesn't make any sense.
So,
never.
But there's some saltiness in Easter time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I'm giving up the chocolate. Let's focus, people.
And there's a lot of good cookies. Yeah. I would never give up cookies.
We would have to have somebody on.
We need like a priest or something.
We don't need a priest. We need my wife.
Oh.
My wife saw us educated. And all the religion stuff.
Did you participate in the Shrove Tuesday, the pancakes?
No, and I regretfully did not. I don't know why I didn't.
And I wonder what the history behind that is all about. Why why pancakes on the Tuesday before Lent? Is that the indulgence?
I cannot keep a single thought in my head because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning as a contract killer. That's the hours we keep. But yeah, it's pretty... We'll revisit this on the full-length podcast,
yeah,
and we'll just
curious.
Answer some questions. We'll
because
do a little research.
Many a times growing up, we went to the local Lutheran church and indulged
See
in pancakes.
Yeah, Lutheran.
So it's
the
Lutheran
Lutherans
thing.
Are big yeah,
yeah.
on that, yeah.
So
named after Martin Luther, not King.
No.
But Martin
just
Luther.
Just the regular kind.
Yeah, Martin. Regular kind of Luther.
You know, there's the private booth adjacent to where we're sitting. We're in an entrance foyer situation.
Yeah.
There's about 3 or 4 tables here. There's a private booth with a TV table and
yeah.
some chairs.
I'm not sure what's happening.
And it was empty when we arrived, and we could occupy that space. I'm just learning.
Yeah.
Because
well,
that would have been cozy.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. And we could watch TV, watch the game or something.
Could
watch
you,
Trade Center.
Could you imagine you're watching TV in a college? Then they're like, are you learning something? Yeah, Hemsky got traded today. I just learned that.
Just learned that. Bye-bye, Hammer.
I have no thoughts on the Oilers trades because I'm not really that educated as an Oilers fan. I do cheer for the team.
Yeah.
I do support the team. I'm just not one of those diehards. Is this a good move? Is this a bad move? Did we get hosed? You know,
yeah,
I don't
you
know.
What? I with my schedule and my life, I can't commit enough hours to hockey to know all the stats and trades and everything. Ben Scrivens, I think, is a good idea. We signed him for 2 years. That was a good idea. I've wanted to get, to be honest, I wanted to get rid of Hemsky for a long time.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
I don't like, you know, he reminds me a lot of myself. Like a lot of setup, but no finish. Like, seriously. And the Canucks got rid of Lou.
I know.
Lou's gone. Not, and then Kesler too. So they're like crying. They're crying. All the fans are like, I don't know. Anyway.
This has been fun.
This is good. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for participating in this It's a Show short. We will see you shortly with a full-length version of It's a Show featuring What the Hell Is This Song About with Randy Bolton.
Oh, you're making promises now.
Well, I thought you booked this in.
Well,
you're
I'm
not
working
to say,
on it. No one's confirmed.
Good God.
This is the problem we had with Kim Mitchell. You confirmed him, but we weren't
it's
in the studio.
It's not Shania Twain. It's Randy. Come on. Find a hole. Let's fill the schedule.
All right. Until then, keep in touch.
Finger guns on campus.